Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva. Yes, I am the Diva, and I am a little off today, but that's okay. On the line, we have Jal Judah, which originally was on the air with us as a comedian from Kush Comedy Cafe. But today, ladies, we are talking about curves or different shapes and how we don't all fit into the same size. Hello, Jal Judah.
Hello, hello.
And then we have the, oh my gosh, how do you introduce a great man? Well, I'm just going to say we have Mr. Jim Royce on the line with us. He is just an awesome man. He is from the Positive Power of 21, and I probably said it wrong, but because I'm on the station, I know he's going to kick me off now because I did for the outfit.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
He is an awesome man of God. This man always has time when I call him for some of the silliest things, or he just has always time to listen. He's an honorable man of God. He reminds me of like the Moses of the father of everybody. Yes, I did say that. He's not that old. We call him Batman, and he's a wonderful man. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Sabrina Diva. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. So we also have, that's going to be coming on just in a few minutes, Angie Dallas. She's from Kush Comedy Cafe, so she's going to bring her humor to us. Tonight we want to start off by thanking God for a wonderful show and giving my version of Jeremiah 29:11. That God wants to prosper us and not harm us and give us a hope and a future. So all those people that know the Bible exactly, no hate mail that I mispronounced it, because I'm just going to laugh at you when you do. Anyway, moving on. Also, we want to thank Pink the Runway 2015 for I am a sponsor for them, and we will be having October 20th. October 30th. We will be having Pink the Runway in Philadelphia, where we're going to be doing 8 plus size up. And it's sad that we have to say 8 is a plus size, but society is changing. So they just think that you have to be as big as one of my legs to be skinny. Anyway, moving on from that. Now, I just want to say hello to my sons, Elisha and Solomon, and I want to thank Next Level Tennis and Fitness for being one of our sponsors. And to Danny Bongiorno, one of the greatest tennis trainers in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can reach him at 702-303-3765. Hey, what if you're traveling and you need a trainer? Danny's your man. He will come to you. He brings the gym to you. And you know what? You can be as fit as the Diva. All righty, we'd like to say thank you to WBDN Media Volante Grant for always giving me a spot on the radio and making Conversations with the Diva what it is. So we're going to start with Jerry. Jerry, tell us about the Positive Power 21.
All right, what's going on, audience? It's Jerry Royce live worldwide on PositivePower21.org. All right, Positive Power. Well, you know when Positive Power started, it was just my hobby. It was actually a newsletter that I was using for my I was managing. I was a manager for the federal government in the Maryland area, and morale was really low. So I used affirmations and encouragement from celebrities, some of the things that celebrities say, like quotes to encourage them. And then I sat on that for about 2-3 years, and it ended up coming into, podcasts. I wanted to get into podcasts, and I had done it before a few years ago. So just to make a long story short, how it happens, it's pretty much something just supposed to help spread the word of God through the news of good people. How's that?
And we can relate to that, can't we, Jal Judah?
Yes, ma'am.
Most definitely. we know that God is everywhere. Now, I'm going to say I know everybody has everybody, I believe in God, and everybody has a different version of God. So we're not going to bounce on your God, but we're going to say that, you know what, without God in your life, it's really hard. You know, you don't have to struggle, but you know what? When you have God, if he doesn't say, oh, my God, it's going to be easy for you every day because you believe in me. I think purposely sometimes he makes it harder for me so I don't be whooping people, because I'm telling you, sometimes I have to remember my Bible verses, thou shalt love their neighbor. I want to say thou shalt love their neighbor upside their head, but God doesn't say
that. I know
that.
That's
so,
right.
Amen.
So we don't interpret the Bible. So Jerry, when you say the positive power 21, you're talking about that many people, right?
That many people, yes. Well, you know, just a couple weeks on June 5th, I was sitting down on a Friday about to do some editing, maybe some flyers, post out on Facebook, say hi to a few people, and I fell asleep. I was trying to make a decision. And what happened was I had already taken on two radio stations to stream music because I wanted to start playing music when, you know, during the 5 hours I was broadcasting, when I wasn't here, I decided to play music. But then I fell asleep at the keyboard, and I woke up. Something told me in my head that I am now a 24-hour radio station, and push the button and buy it. So I purchased a radio station under Spreaker Radio. That's right, Spreaker Radio, one of the better quality broadband services for social radio that's out there. They're still growing, though. They're still a young company, but the technology is there. It's still a little not user-friendly for people who don't have a real technical background, because you do need to have a audio technician or engineer in the studio with you while you're hosting. But it's a powerful platform, and it's growing. I think we're cruising live with 4.8 million users. It's out there.
So, Jerry, tell Jeff Judy what happens today. After I air this, it goes to Spreaker. And how many different states and cities are going to be able to hear her talk today?
Ooh, today, when it hits her feed. Now, the difference with Sabrina sits on a what we call a landing page. So all her shows are on demand, available for you. But what happens is we put her inside of our live feed. Like what I do, I build a playlist, and it goes out, you know, in the morning and plays all day long, unmanned studio, until I hit the studio and do the talk shows. So mainly, I actually physically have a 12-year-old that's operating the station when I'm not here, just to make sure everything is working, you know, technically fine, because we have a lot of servers running. But, you know, little kids can pick up stuff so quickly these days. And he does have training from school, believe it or not. So anyway, she will go out to about 20-plus countries. And, man, we have over 20 programs. So we're actually marketing and promoting each one of those cities heavily. You're talking about Brooklyn, New York. You're talking Dallas, Texas. You're talking about Maryland, Canada, San Diego, California, all those areas like that where we have, don't forget about Cleveland, Ohio, where we have very strong broadcasters. That's where
you
feed will be going.
And what about internationally, too?
Internationally, you're talking about Barbados, Jamaica. And I just had a tour out of the Dominican Republic just 2 weeks ago. I did a live commercial out there, some commercial work. You're going to be hitting Canada, Italy, Spain, Germany, Austria, China, Japan, all those countries. Germany.
That's not nerve-wracking at all.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be. That's where they listen. And,
what?
But they make up about...
Crazy.
What'd she say?
I said, well, she's talking tonight, work it up. Let those people hear you.
That's right, because you're talking about they make up a good 20% of our audience, so that's pretty great for overseas, and our goal is to hit 150. So we put it out there to the universe, the Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Positive Power 21.org. Our goal is to hit 150 countries, and with their help, we just went into some partnerships with a very strong organization coming out of Atlanta and New York and Beverly Hills that's going to help make that thing happen. So what's going to happen is we're going to start bringing some real strong guests that's already out there who had experience mainstream, but trying to make a difference in their community. People who are multimillionaires, you know, who are interested in giving back, they will be coming to our program to inform our audience what are they doing. You know, what are they doing with their spare time and their money, all the money they made off of us. So that's what's going. That's our plans. That's right.
That's amazing.
And that's what's up.
That is amazing. What do you think about that, Jel Judah? That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Like, I'm in awe right now.
Yeah, it was a hobby. I was.
Jerry, Jel Judah and I are gonna. This is our first part. This is our first series in talking about women's shape. So, Jel Judah, tell them a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight, and then it's going to be either a 3-part series because it leads into her book.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. They're going to love that. My audience is going to love that because you know my audience make up in the Maryland and D.C. area, 45 to 50 year old women in government who are making a lot of money, but they don't have time to go work out. Or eat right. Yeah, that's going to be awesome for them.
I want them to hear me. Look, I work out, you know what, but you know what? You only really need 10 minutes a day, ladies, and you can do that from a chair. And, yes, I said that from a chair. Now, if my trainer heard you, he'd probably be like, okay, you're going to do 100 push-ups. But you can work out from a chair in your office and get 10 minutes of exercise, and you don't have to adjust your eating that much. You just have to eat smaller portions. Listen to what Jel Judah is going to tell you today because we all have different body types, and we're out there struggling. Because my body type is I have a big butt. And yes, I said that. I have a big butt and it's bigger with working out, okay? And I have a small waist. Okay, so Jel Judah, we didn't know I was going to be the comedian tonight, huh? So I'm just going to put that out there. The Williams sisters, we have big butts. It doesn't take much for us to get big butts. Now, our body
shape. There ain't nothing wrong with some booty
here. Okay.
Y'all be working.
Yeah, we do. And we have smaller waist. So she's going to talk about those three body types. But so when you guys are listening on the Positive Power 21, know that you're all different, but you're loved, and your body is your body, and you have to learn to embrace and accept that. And what we're going to also talk about, if not on this episode, but on future episodes, what clothes would look best on different body types. Right, Jel Judah?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. She's with you. You got to love this young lady. This young lady is a large young lady, but she is like my hero. She's beautiful. She's elegant. Her makeup is impeccable. Her clothes are just, she's a diva. She's better than me. So I just want to say, when you're listening to her, listen to what she says and absorb that. Jerry, tell us about some of the different stations and people that are on there. I know we have Minister Rhonda, Pastor Virginia.
Yeah, you got a chance to meet all of them. They're very caring people, too. What's so awesome about those two people, and Pastor Singleton, she's out of South Carolina. She's actually going to be one of the first pastors we have that started a Bible study. And we're also looking to do live devotions with her. So we're actually looking at going into internet TV. So we're becoming YouTubers. Right now, as we speak, we do have a playlist of some sermons and Bible studies right out there on our website. So you have an opportunity to see this right now. Nigerian-born Apostle Sam Adeyemi from Nigeria. But he has a big church consisting of over 5,000 members coming out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he visited Maryland at Minister Bellows Church, Pastor Bombadella Bellows Church on Saturday for a revival, and we had an opportunity to get him on video, so you have an opportunity to listen to him talk about his book releases, that kind of stuff. So we actually got some new programs coming along that's going to be in viewing format, Sabrina, not just radio.
And you know what? I'm so excited because Jerry has just given me many different platforms and offered me different platforms, and it's a blessing. Jerry doesn't even realize, and I'm saying it on the air, that when you ask God for something, he puts those people in place, and I'm keeping it to myself until Jerry says it's time, but you know what? One of my things that I'm going to be doing more on Conversations with the Divas, talking sports, Yes, because today Dallas finally got together and signed Dez Bryant, and I thought I was going to have to suit up and man it up and hit the team. I was getting very nervous. Oh, Dan, can we throw up the X? I just had to say that. Oh, my goodness, I was dying here. So, yes, we also have Tia T, who does a radio show on the Positive 21. We have Kimmy Robinson, and all these people will be on Conversations with the Diva to, so that they can cross-network, because these are awesome men and women of God who do some great work out there. So we just, we want to be able to network. And networking, as Jal Judah knows, and I know, and Jerry knows, you know, as African-Americans, I'm just going to say this because I had this conversation with a black African-American, whatever you want me to call you today, that was just said that networking, they can only network with certain people of certain wealth. That's dumb. You know what? Mm. It doesn't matter your wealth. It matters your heart, because you can be the richest person in the world and not be able to network with anybody. Okay? But you can
marry her.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you guys think about networking and how that we can be better networkers as African-Americans? What do you think that we need to do?
We need to build a network first.
Right.
So we can have a platform.
I think if you come in with without preconceived notions about people and are just open to experience, you never know who you'll meet or who can help you. Because as we discussed earlier, my play sister has cancer, and I linked up with a girl I've done a show for, and she has, like, so many people that do different things, and, like, her network is so, like, amazing that we're trying to get all this different stuff done. So if I had never, you know, took the time to get to know her or reach out, I would have never knew I could, you know, find this type of help.
So, Jerry, what kind of things do you have coming up for Positive 21, Positive Power 21?
Well, the biggest thing we're working on now is I have to get more organized with the playlist. You know, Linton is really good. We formed an alliance with Linton Smith, Minister Linton Smith, and his wife Louise Smith out of Columbia, South Carolina, and they're showing me how to be organized with developing a playlist where people can see it so they know what time to come out. So that's my biggest project right now, along with we're developing the internet TV content. With now they're calling these people YouTubers, content creators. That's what we're working on now, going into the churches so people can see from my pew what it looks like to be in church if you're not attending church. So we're coming out with a reality show, which we're not going to tell the pastors. You know, there are a lot of them against that. But it's actually a reality show where I'm going to be shooting footage from where I sit. Showing the pews. Yep, it's going to be awesome. Showing the pews what it looks like from where I'm sitting, where I'm in the back row to the front row. You're going to see it in digital format, high definition. And you get a chance to hear it, see the past in action, everything. Of course, we're going to get permission from the administration before we do that. And it's going to help us with our branding in the state of Maryland, D.C. We already started with Pastor Bellows Church here, and we're going to be networking with another church in the Baltimore area. We're waiting for that building to open up, and they just made us available to do the work. So we're just waiting for the administration to approve it. But we are ready to do some big and bad things, Sabrina. Thanks to you guys. Before y'all move on, Sabrina, just let me just say this to anybody that's out there looking for encouragement when it comes to entrepreneurship. You have to check out the Curry Hines Hair Radio, the Hair Morning Radio Show coming out of Brooklyn, New York, every morning from 6 to 9. You catch him right on Blog Talk Radio and Positive Power 20. He brings on people who are in the business, in the hair business, or in the fashion business, or the makeup business, and they're talking about, you know, some of the things you guys love so dearly, and that's make yourself look good and smell nice. So check out Curry's show; he's a good show. And if you're one of those people you're battling with your subconscious mind because it's telling you that you're not cute and you're not slim and you this and that. My friend Beverly Fell Jones out of Texas, she's on our network. She talked about how to control your subconscious mind. So that's a pretty deep show, too. And before I move on, don't forget about Tina Superwoman Hobson. She's always bringing strong programming on how to control your life as far as substance abuse and mental illness. So they are, all three of them are from our, they are heavyweights when it comes to our podcast and programming. Thank you, Sabrina, for letting me get that out.
No, I appreciate it. I want to point out the mental health, and I'm going to say this, and I always say this on a lot of my shows: African American, Hispanic, and Filipino and Asian. You guys know that you need to go to counseling, and go. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know that's
God made. I'm going to say it, and yes, I said it because I say the things that other people don't want to say. Don't be sitting up there saying, oh, my goodness, God didn't want me to go, because he did not write that anywhere in the Bible that you don't need to go get counseling. You need to get help. He invented the doctors. He invented the nurses. He invented it all. And if you need a little help to sit in that chair so people will not be afraid to be around you, you need to get the help. Okay, I'm just going to say that. So those
Amen.
People that Jerry,
you're right.
You need to be listening into them. Huh, Jal Judah?
You're right. If somebody say in the Bible there were no counselors, I'm pretty sure Jesus was a counselor.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And he said we're all called to do something different. Now, see, I can't be a counselor because I changed my major, my master's in school from marriage family therapy to human services. Because, see, I was the kind of person after three times, I said, you need to get over this. Jesus wasn't like that. Thank God Jesus wasn't like me. Because I was like, you're done. Okay, you can move on to the next counselor because I can't help you. But with that being said, if you're listening and you do need help and you are in need of counseling, 211 in every state will be able to provide you with either a free or income-based counseling. That's 211 in any state. If you're listening to this and we start talking about counseling or something, or as we talk and you get a little stressed out about anything, if you need help, again, use 211. If it's an emergency, dial 911. I put that out there because sometimes some of the things we talk about do make people sad or nervous. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about our shapes, which some people maybe compare themselves to somebody else. And we just want to make sure that you get what you need. All right, Jerry, you're more than welcome to stay on the line. Jerry, tell them where they can find you at.
All right, it's two ways you get, well, actually, it's several ways you get to me nowadays. The main place we want you to find us is at positivepower21.org. That's right, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on out there, get your spirit on. We have, like I said, we have a viewer out there for internet television. You can check out some of the apostles, the bishops, the ministers. There's good people out there doing some positive things. We're going to be featuring our young brother. That we just talked up tonight on a website called bridgethegap.org, where we're going to be helping young people. It's very important right now. Of course, Baltimore had issues a couple weeks ago with the riots, and that was because the young people don't feel like they're being heard, so they made their voice heard that night. So the other platform is Spreaker Radio, which is spreaker.com/positivepower21, and also you can use your mobile apps to access on Apple and Google Androids. Okay, thank you so much, Sabrina, for having me tonight.
Well, you're
appreciate
so welcome,
that.
Jerry. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Now, before we go on to Jal Judah, we just wanted to, again, thank you to Debbie. I'm sorry, Jal Judah, were you talking? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead.
Jerry, before you go, we were talking about comedians. This is one of the comedians from Kush Comedy Cafe. Hello, are you on the line?
Hello?
Are you there? Yes, I
Hello?
Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Angie Dallas out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ooh, Cincinnati Bengals, the Bengals.
Jerry, yeah, you don't yeah. want to talk to be Dallas is the only number one team we talk about. People who put up music,
oh,
we talk about. Okay, I'm
it's
just telling
Baltimore
you this.
The Ravens, baby.
Nope.
The Ravens, baby.
Nope.
Baltimore Ravens in the house.
Nope. Dallas Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl in 2000. Nope.
Look,
anyway,
I'm not even in the sports. I like the cheerleader.
There you
like
go.
The cheerleaders. We
yeah,
all like
I
cheerleaders.
Nah, they don't have no plus size cheerleaders. I've been wanting to
I know, right?
Cheerlead for quite some time. I mean, you know.
Oh, you could be my cheerleader on my team.
I'm
Jerry,
here,
thank
I'm
you
here
for
sucked in right now.
Jerry, thank you for listening, for coming on. We're gonna move on to Jail Judah.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Y'all take care. And we definitely like to talk to your comedians because we're looking to open up a platform for comedians. So check me out, okay? You get my information from Sabrina. All right? All right. Have a good night. Peace and blessings.
I need people to put their – hold on a second. I need everybody that when you're talking, when you're listening, to put your phone on mute because I'm getting a lot of feedback. Okay? So here we go. We are now on with Jal Judah. Before we do that, we want to thank again WBDM Media and say hello to Roy Jones Jr. Gym, which is one of the best gyms in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they have a program where they work with kids that with diabetes, and they also work with bullying. So, no, they don't teach the kids to go beat you up and box your head. They actually teach them good ways of doing it. Again, we also want to thank you to Next Level Tennis and Fitness for being a great sponsor for us and sponsoring my program. Danny Bongiorno, one of the best coaches here in tennis trainers and also fitness trainers in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can reach him through me at conversationswiththediva@gmail.com, which is CWTVDiva@gmail.com, or you can reach him at 702-303-3775. All right, Angie and Jal Judah, we're going to be talking about women's size and their figures. Let's go, Jal Judah. Let's talk about it.
Yes, ma'am. The first thing I want to start with is something I was actually discussing with my best friend. A lot of plus-size girls would think because, say, their friend is a size 18 and they're 18, the same thing is going to look the same way on them. And what it does, they get kind of disappointed. But don't get disappointed because your shape may actually not work for that outfit. Because I know there's been many a times where my friend looked really great in a dress and it's fabulous, and I decided to get the same dress and I look like a baby whale and, like, it destroyed my self-esteem. I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't the dress wasn't, you know, cute. It just didn't work for my particular shape. And the shapes I want to talk about today are the inverted triangle, the pear shape, and apple shape. And I guess the apple is my favorite because that's my shape. it's a lot that comes along with being an apple shape. Like, when you gain weight, you're going to gain it more in your bust area and, like, in your waist area. That's why it gives you the apple shape. And so for me, a lot of things that look good on me are going to be like the empire. It means where it accentuates your butt and it flows out. So, you know, if you're self-conscious about your tummy, you can actually cover that up. When it comes to the pear shape, if you don't know you're a pear shape, you just have to look. Your hips are wider than your shoulders and your waistline. You know, then that makes you a pear shape. Let me think. My favorite pear shapes are Monique. Like, if you remember Monique when she was hosting Fat Chance, like when she had that beautiful yellow gown on, you can actually, her pear shape, it's like perfect, like the smaller bust and those hips. Like, I would kill for hips, okay? Like, if I could just buy some hips, I would buy some.
Now, Jalgita, see, I have to figure out I think I must be an apple because I get it around my tummy.
Mm-hmm. Well, with apple shapes, you're gonna have like your shoulder and your hip lines are about the same width, but your waistline is gonna be a little bit wider. So that's how you know if you're an apple.
Okay, I have a question from Stacy in Las Vegas. What's the best style of clothing that would be economical for plus size pear shaped women?
Plus size pear shape would be economical. I like these. Dresses. I love dresses because you really can't go wrong with them. As long as it's comfortable in the bust line and it, like, if you want to accentuate your curves, if it's tight, you can show your curves. If you don't want to show off your curves, you can go with a looser, you know, fitting at the bottom. But I think that, like, a nice style dress would actually be a lot better. Because these days, I don't even wear pants. I don't even own a pair of pants. Like, I'm serious. I wear, like, all types of dresses.
What about stripes? Would that work on a pear shape?
That's actually a good question. like for pear shapes, like not the vertical shapes, but you know the stripes that come inward, like the slanted stripes. Those look really good on somebody's pear shape. I was at a fashion show and I saw a plus size model. And usually, I won't touch stripes because horizontal stripes make you look wider. Vertical stripes make you look taller. But she had like the V shaped stripes and it looked beautiful. Like it hit her curves just right. You could see, you know, how her hips went in. You could like it really accentuated her curves. So like for somebody that's pear shaped, I would say go with like the, you know, downward slanting stripes.
Now, Jill, Judy, you see me. What do you think? What kind of dresses would best fit me? You've seen my pictures.
Let me think. That's a great question. Because, like, when you go off of pictures, sometimes you can look a different shape. Because, trust me, I have this thing called the fat girl angle. That's where I get that camera just right, and I look like I'm about 150 pounds. Because I feel the fat girl angle all the time. Don't judge me. It's horrible. It's so horrible, but I love to do it. I do. People be like, is that you? I'm like, nah, that's half of me. But if you are an apple shape, like anything Empire waist is going to be great. Because usually if you're apple shape, you have like this awesome bust line, like your boobies just run it over. And
yeah,
that's
true.
Why I love this. So for me, that's why I love this anyway. Like, honestly, I'm cleavage. The first thing you will see before you see my face is cleavage.
The Katherine Hepburn dresses that are tied around your waist and they flow out. I love those.
Oh, y'all
dresses.
Like that? See, I wear an Empire waisted towel. So when everything I have is Empire waisted.
Okay,
I wear my Empire waisted shirt when I'm watching Empire just to make sure I'm right. I'm all for the Empire waist. I'm trying to disguise everything. I don't even want my dog to see my actual waistline. So I'm always, I got an Empire waist blanket on right now. That Empire waist, it was magic. That thing can have people thinking you got a size 28 waist.
That's wrong with that.
She got a point. She has a point.
So you described two. What was the third body style?
The inverted triangle. That's where the shoulders are wider than the waistline. Sister, she's a bodybuilder, so she has that inverted triangle because like her arms are massive. Like she's been a bodybuilder since she was like 18. So like her shoulders are wider.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Her shoulders are wider, and it gives her, like, that inverted triangle because, like, her waist is so small. So, for, like, her, which is, like, it's, like, crazy. Like, her shoulders are a 12. The rest of her body is a 10. She is so small, but she's considered plus size, which is, like, completely perplexed me. Well, like, the way they have these sizes lined up. I don't know who's in charge of this, but they need to let fat people decide what's plus size and what's not. Like, really.
And what I would like to know is who makes those shirts where the plus size in the shirt part, but then the arm part is real skinny. So it feels like you're walking around with a blood pressure cup all day.
Girl.
Like, what is that about?
Girl, that is horrible. Yes. Like, you be sweating and your arm be red and you take it off and you got like that imprint.
I got to keep scissors on my keychain just in case.
No,
I might have to hit them.
Oh my God.
I be wanting to bust out them shirts like, what's that David Banner and Incredible Hulk?
That's the truth. You know what? I think that brings up a discussion of how that clothes are made and how that Pink the Runway, they're going to have an event in October 30th where they're trying to bring where manufacturers and fashion designers are making clothes for plus size women that are the same clothes for a girl that's size 2, but they're flattering and they're not like tents. And I think that's something important that we need to remember because I can't – now, Lane Bryant has kicked me out of the store because I'm considered a small in Lane Bryant, and I resent that. Now, I'm in between stores. I can't shop the Lane Bryant because a lot of their clothes are big, but then my butt is a size 16. But my shirt size, I wear a 12. So I'm in between. And the lady said that I can't come in there because I make the other customers uncomfortable. Well,
really?
She's like, you can't come in here because you make the other customers uncomfortable. But that was a way for the guy to go in and buy the earring. Yeah, that was rude. I was a little hurt by her.
You should have had the Sabrina Williams outlet. You should have gone on and sued them, girl. We could have came up.
No, you know what? That's okay. Because you know what? I was resentful because, see, a guy comes in and he gets to buy earrings, but I get kicked out because I'm making everybody else look bad.
Girl, I saw that whole story.
I'd have been back there. I'd have fell. Some shoes would have fell on me. I'd have been yelling, somebody call 911. My neck, I done got a stiff neck. I went in the shop and I heard her say that. I'm distraught. We fell in girl, please.
Mm-mm. Emotional damage.
No one would have went unscathed. They would have all been slapped with the same hand. Come on,
I
don't let nobody get you like that.
Whatever.
See,
I
don't even deal with Lane Bryant like that.
As you were talking, my fist was balling up. I'm telling you, we're not going to put up.
No, don't go get him, though. Let him be. You don't get him because you know what? You know what? I'll just find a difference.
I'm jealous because their clothes are too expensive for me. I don't do that. And on top of that, when I go in there, I'm like, no, yeah, not me, I would rather, I'm going to tell you whose clothes I do like that are plus size, and that's Ashley Stewart. Oh, yeah.
Yes, she
makes Ashley
great
Stewart
line
has
clothes.
Cute clothes. They have, and they go down to a size 12.
I'm a Stewart girl, my third woman.
Have you guys heard of Tord? Stacy says she's heard of she likes
baby.
Tord.
I live in Torrid. When I say I go to my local Torrid so much, I be getting discounts and coupons. Girl, I stay up there. I got my Diva Rewards card. I would take them little discounts and my Hawk Cash. Girl, don't play. I will go up there and get $500 worth of stuff for $250. Do not play with me.
Where is it? What's the name of this store? What is
Torrid? It's called Torrid. T-O-R-R-A-D.
Torrid. Oh, okay. Torrid. Yeah, they got that here. Okay, Torrid. Okay.
But I'm going to say one thing. A lot of big girls tell me they won't shop at Torrid because it's too expensive. Yeah. I say this with all the love in my heart. If you have a big girl body, you can't be walking around here in no dollar store clothes because the dollar store clothes are going to come off of your big body and you're going to be walking around naked or you're going to be walking around built like SpongeBob. When you are a big girl, it is an investment. Your clothes are an investment. Your shoes are an investment. Them Spanx are an investment. Them big girl drawers are an investment. When you are a big girl, you are an investment.
Well, let me say this. For those big girls who don't go out very often, they might not have a lot of money, and they know they're not going to ever see me in this again. So if it splits on the way home, that's
girl,
okay, as long
no,
as I look
no,
cute.
Ma'am.
For the first in the
corner,
I was out there.
Go sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner. You were
okay,
talking
you know what,
the
guys,
real come on, off or whatever.
Angie, I want you guys, Del Judah, there's Stacy wants to know who you guys are because she tuned in a little later. So, Del Judah, tell Stacy about your book. Stacy is the editor of the Urban Release magazine, which is one of the magazines that I write for. And so I want you guys to take a few minutes and let's start with Del Judah. Tell her who you are, where you're from. Del Judah, let's talk about the book because that's why you're here tonight. And then, Angie, we're going to give you a chance to talk. Go ahead, Del Judah.
Okay. Okay. My name is Del Judah. You can look me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My face, Black Planet, anything. You can Google me, J-A-L-J-U-D-A, and I'm a comedian out of Dallas, Texas. I'm actually working on a book called The Big Girl Bible, and it's going to cover things like knowing your shape, knowing what clothes work for your shape, hygiene for big girls, makeup. It's going to cover everything, health, wellness, from the top to the bottom, even, you know, working out. Because a lot of people assume because you're a big girl, you don't work out, but a lot of us do work out. We just eat harder than we work out. But the reason for writing the book is get to the point where a lot of big girls do not have confidence in themselves, or it's a lot of things that nobody else tells them that I think they should know. Like if somebody would have told me this when I was younger, it would have been easier on me now. So the book is just to, you know, build self-esteem, share knowledge, and hopefully, you know, get big girls to the point where they're like, okay, we got this, we can manage this. If my daughter is going to be a big girl, I got her. She ain't got to go through some of my struggles, stuff like that.
All right, Angie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute. I'm breathing hard. Look, I got asthma, so don't take it. You heard me exhaling real heavy. I'm over here. And since
you're going back to the quarters. You're going back to the quarters if you don't behave yourself. I mean it. You are messed up tonight, young lady. All right.
Okay, look, I'm Angie Gallo. Okay, look, hello, everybody. I'm Angie Dallas. I was born in Dallas, Texas, but I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been a comedian for about 25 years. I appeared at one time on one of the very first reality shows on television called America's Funniest Mom on Nick at Night, and I was one of the finalists on that. I've traveled and performed all over the place, and I'm a mom and a grandmother. And I also am a person who's known to do many, 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 many jobs on top of being plus size. I got to throw that in, pow, like a bowling ball, knock down my occupation. Yeah. The bowling ball is I'm plus size. The rest of it is all the pins. So I'm a cook or chef slash chef. I do catering. And I'm a blingologist where I do, you know, and paint. And I just do some. I'm a licensed minister. I can marry people. I can do baptisms. I can do funerals. I just recently acquired my license to do that. So I do a lot of stuff. And I struggle with my weight. I start a little blog where I talk about my weight issues and, you know, things like that. So it's tough out here on the system, but I make it look good while I'm laughing at it at the same time.
And you know what? I'm glad that you just dropped you. I hope your hand didn't hurt. I wanna comment on that. Is that we do big girls do struggle with their weight. Small girls struggle with their weight. Men struggle with their weight. We have to learn to be comfortable in our own skin. No two people are the same size. No two women are the same size. There can be three women, and you can all wear size 12, and like Jal Judah said, you can wear it differently. And so we need to recognize our body shapes, and with that, with the information that you're going to receive over the next couple of months from Jal Judah about the different body sizes, what to wear, how to boost your self-esteem, you're going to need to be okay with who you are. I think one of the reasons I wanted to do this show is that, you know what, we're so stuck on what our friend looks like, or what this person looks like, or what that person looks like, and we're just not happy with who we are. You have to learn to be happy with who you are. You have to learn to accept, you know what, God made you unique, and you are a great person, and you are meant to be here for greatness. I think that's one of the hardest things, that when we're comparing ourselves and we're struggling, we all struggle. I struggle every day. I get up with, you know, I look in the mirror and I struggle with just my self-image. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have struggled with bulimia earlier in my life. And you know what? It was because of self-image. But you have to get past that. And that's what it means. You may have to go to counseling or you may have to get help, because where you are is where you're meant to be at that moment. Do you have to stay in that place if you're not happy? Absolutely not. You need to get out of that and get happy, because you're meant to be happy, okay? So, Jal Judah, what do you guys think of that?
I agree with you, because it's a struggle. And I think we're in a place where it seems like being mad at big people or bashing people who are overweight is, like, acceptable. Because, like, if you look at what happened to Tess Holliday, somebody just went in on her saying how disgusting she was, and it's not okay to, you know, tell people it's okay to be overweight. And it seems like that's the only thing that people accept you know, dogging somebody out about these days.
And, you know, Stacey made a good – go ahead, Angie. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say about a month ago, I made a video. I got up one morning and I was really it was something that was bothering me, and it was some conversations I'd had with some girlfriends, and I did a show where I would say 99% of the audience was women, and they were all single, and they were beautiful women, and a lot of them were plus size, and it wasn't like a plus size event or anything, but it was just something I noticed, and I was having these conversations, and it struck me with one Sunday morning, and I said, I turned my webcam on, and I taped it, and I just broke down, and I start talking about weight and how ostracizing it can be when I hear all these horrible things said about overweight women on just on the internet alone, not just in person or around, but just on Facebook from just the thousands of friends that I have on Facebook, hearing men just talk so negatively about women who are overweight and the way they just degrade them was just, it had gotten to me. And I started making this like confessional video, and I just talked about how it bothers me sometimes because it's like, where do you find your measurement of perfection? Where does it end? You know, your mother is probably overweight, yet you're dogging these women out, and they're probably somebody's mother or sister.
And you know what? And Stacey made a good point. She says, yes, we have to learn not to attack other women for their bodies. And we do that. And you know, in the news, everybody knows that my half-sister, Serena, has now won 21 Grand Slams and 6 Wimbledon. And the sad thing is she's not getting credit for that. She's being talked about as if she has a man's body. What is the problem there? What's wrong with that? I mean, we can't get some... Okay, you know what? Yes, she is. And she is a diva in her own right. And we just can't give it to her. We have to say mean things because you know what? Because she is a big girl. The Williams sisters are big girls. We are. We're athletic. We're toned. Literally, we work out. We literally do. Yeah, 3 years ago I was 350. Now I'm down to probably 212 on a good day when I'm not bench pressing 250. Yeah, but we literally are girls of size. But our shapes don't make us look like a man. And it's sad that I've heard that from news media. I've heard that from people. I've seen it on Facebook. I've had to delete people. It's just sad that we can't say anything nice about a woman when she achieves, and we can't say anything nice about a big woman. And it's not necessarily big. It's just the fact that we're just women. How about we take the big out of it? How come we just can't be nice to women, period?
You have a good point. I feel like society pushes you to compete against each other so much because when it comes to, like, if you look at me and my sisters, my oldest sister is a bodybuilder, and she's always had, like, this really nice body. She's always been really muscular. She's, you know, 5'10", you know, just has this nice shape. My middle sister, she's, like, you know, smaller. She's kind of athletic, and she has this really nice shape. And then you have me, and I'm, quote-unquote, the fat one. So it's just like I think we are so used to people comparing us to other people and saying positive things about other people and not toward us that we just get to the point where, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and tear them down before they can say anything about me. That's just kind of, you know, how I see that.
And you know what, I think that I learned a long time ago that if you're a man or you're a woman who cannot find anything positive to say about another man or woman, it's your problem. It's not the person you're talking about. Because I can see Jaljuda, I can see, and I just love your look. I love how you hold yourself. You know, we need to be accepting of each other. Once you embrace yourself, other people will start embracing you. And I think that's the hardest. We want to be fit into society, but we're not going to always be able to do that. And Stacey says yes, and we have to learn not to. She says yes. And unfortunately, that's what starts the bullying with our young girls. Women should be bonding together, not tearing each other down. And who you surround yourself with makes a huge difference. Amen on that, Stacey. Angie, what do you think?
I agree. We need to start building each other up and having more support. I mean, it's just like when, you know, I say this on stage a lot of times. I talk about how, you know, I have gone into a store and they'll immediately be like, oh, the size is in the back. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, I might be in here just
shopping. How are you just going to direct me directly to where you think I should be? And I'm just like, it's just this assumption that I'm in there. I might not even be in there shopping for me. I could be shopping for somebody else. So it's like, don't exclude me. Why do I have to be in the corner? You know, don't exclude me. I'm my dollar spend just like people who are, you know, of the quote-unquote average size. So why can't, you know, I just be an everyday person? And we should start having each other's back. You know, I step forward when I see things that are wrong. And, you know, it will feel good when somebody say, you know, hey, that's not cool. You know, whatever. So we need to start having more support for each other and start showing examples to these young girls because, like you were saying earlier, you know, you might be the same size as your friend, but that doesn't mean all clothes fit you the same. And a lot of these young ladies, they wear things that are like, I'm so tired of seeing, like, the bottom of people's stomachs hanging out and, you know, all that old stuff. And it's like, you know, it's, what happened to the good girdle? What happened to, you know, we need Jesus to build us a fence again. You know what I'm saying? We went to a nice and smooth
and you know what?
Parachute material.
You know what? Mark Roscoe is one of my favorite designers, and he actually designs what you're talking about, girdles for bigger women that actually give them curves that nobody else would love. That is just amazing.
Maybe a good
foundation
is where it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's probably because when we were young, well, I know when I was younger, I used to watch my grandmother and great-grandmother get dressed for church, and, I mean, they had their slits and the girdles and the pantyhose and, you know, the dress would be,
right.
But everything was laid out, and it was an art to it. I would watch them put the layers on, put this one on that, you know, and when they got done, they looked good, smelled good, fresh, everything was right. Now, you know, really these young ladies don't have any examples to look up to because if anything goes, they're wearing bedroom clothes outside, bonnets, and, you know, just it's ridiculous.
Girl.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
You do have
and
a good point.
Yes, you do. Now, before, Jaljuda, I have a couple of questions about your book. Now, when is your book going to debut?
I was aiming for, but I've actually had to slow down a little bit with it because I'm putting more time into helping my play sister raise money because she has lymphoblastic leukemia, and I'm just trying to get to the point where I can help her raise money. And, you know, it's slowing my book down a little bit, but once I do get the book ready, 10% of those proceeds are going to go towards her and her family.
So,
right now, it's still coming together, you know, still getting everything done, getting, you know, to the point where I'm starting to get illustrators for different parts of the book. But because I'm kind of becoming more focused on getting, you know, her the help she needs, it's going to be a little bit longer than anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And tell people where that they can go and assist her in the family.
I actually have the website right here. You can go to the fundraiser website, which is youcaring.com, and you just have to type her name into the search box. Her name is Danadia Johnson. That's D-A-N-A-D-I-A Johnson. And you're going to see a photo of her and her mother. And basically they're sharing her story there, and, you know, they're letting you know what's going on with her. They're giving updates. And right now they're just trying to raise $52,000 because cancer is very expensive.
No, it
cancer
is.
Cancer is one of the most expensive diseases. Like, she was on life support for 1 month, and then 1 month was $100,000. Like,
wow.
You know, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do if I saw $100,000. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
What it took to, you know, keep her on life support. And, I mean,
wow.
Life is priceless, so, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep her here. She just turned 18, so we're doing everything we can, you know, to get her treatments and, you know, to try to keep her spirit lifted up. And I'm trying to put on events and shows and just do what I can to bring awareness to it.
Well, you know what? You're an awesome young lady, and you're going to come back on in a few weeks, and we're going to be talking about more different shapes, sizes of women. And we're going to hopefully we'll get more men listening because men actually do have their own little shape size too. You know, so men, this can relate to you too. Angie, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I do. You, I follow the rules. I put it on mute. So y'all
you are so cute. I love you. You're so cute. Now, tell us what you have coming up next, where you're going to be at, and where we can find you.
Okay. Let's see. I will be actually I'm working on a web series. It's going to be about me and my adventures being an Uber driver and all the jobs that I hold now.
Did you just say that?
Yes. I drive for Uber at night. So, oh, Lord have mercy, it's a trip. So, anyway, I...
Wait, tell us a story. Tell us one story. Please, wait, stop. Tell us a story. We want to hear this. So, we got you to...
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So... Okay, so and I was like listening to some old school rap music, and he was more of like a business type guy, and I was taking him to this little exclusive, some type of after work dinner cocktail type thing. So I had this ghetto music, you know, I call it ghetto music because that's just my term. I was in a jam, you know, and I was like, oh, let me turn this off. No, that's my music, you know, let's listen to it. So we're driving, you know, and I'm taking him. All of a sudden, the song Ludacris, Let Me Lick You From Your Head to Your Toes comes on. So when that comes on, we were singing along, then that came on, we got quiet. So he started looking out one window, and I started looking out another window, well, it was the one in front of me because I was driving, but I wasn't trying to, we were trying to, like, we got real uncomfortable. So we're riding, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, please, Jesus, when is this song going to go off? But the comedian in me wouldn't turn the station because I thrive on awkward situations. So... We're riding, and I'm just saying that to myself. The song finally goes off. I'm like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. What comes on next? Let Me Lick You Up and Down. I was like, oh,
no, ma'am.
God.
No, ma'am. That's the devil.
Listen, you have got to turn the station.
That is the devil. I was like, why could they not be talking about licking ice cream cones? Jesus, why am I in this situation? So we let it ride on out, but me and him both kind of looked at each other and started laughing. It was so awkward, though, because he was looking at me like, I am not trying to lick you. And I'm looking at him like, baby, let me tell you something. If your tongue touches my shoulder, you're going to feel like you ate a pound of bacon, boo. I got it going on, okay?
Another pound of bacon, boo.
Okay. I'm going to give you life, okay? Either that or I have a low pressure, boo.
Oh, my goodness. You are a hot mess. You know, actually, Uber is one of the sponsors for Pink the Runway 2015.
Oh, okay. I love it. I love Uber. I'm like,
I have never. Now,
Uber.
Are they like a taxi cab, or they're like, what are they?
This is what it is. It's like the best job ever that you can have, doing whatever you want to do when you want to do, as long as you have a good, clean driving record and a clean background.
Well,
and all you do is you log on to this, their app. You have to get your car. Your hard car has to be like at least no older than 10 years old, at least a four-door. And you get a little inspection on your car, which was like $25 to make sure everything's running. They do a background check on you, and then they want to, you know, you to take pictures of the inside and the outside of your car. And then you submit all this over the web, and you fill out, you know, your social, all that kind of stuff, because they got to do their background check. Then if they come back and say you're approved, then all you have to do is log on to their website, and you start driving. They'll start sending you people who want to be picked up, and when you do it, they even navigate you to the place that you're picking them up. So, like, when you accept the trip, it'll show you, go down to the corner, turn left, and you go down, you know, it'll show you and tell you where to turn all the way to the person. Then when you get there, they arrive, you hit arrive, their address they're going to pops up, they get in, y'all, hey, what's going on, everybody laughs and talks, and then you drive them to their destination. They pay everything by credit card, so no money is exchanged unless they give you a cash tip or something like that, and that's it.
Right.
And if If you don't want to do anything else, you don't have to. And if you'd like to sign up for Uber, please use code UDUGO. That's the code that comes back to me, and I will be glad to talk to you about Uber and help you,
you
out with any questions.
You said clean driver record, so I can't do that. I can't even do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I'm going
like to use code UDUGO. That's my code, UDUGO. You get a free $20 ride from Uber. So you can be a passenger, and you get a free $20 ride, UDUGO, Uber.
Wow. Yeah, the way my driving record is set up, if I try it, they going to send you a very explicit message because you are talking about why did I send her here? No, ma'am.
You guys are funny. All right, ladies. Well, thank you for coming on. And did you, Andy, did you guys want, do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody or thank anybody?
I would like to give a shout-out really to the people who have supported. I have a meal program called Mamie's Meals, and I deliver to a hospice wards, and there have been some people who donated to the GoFundMe campaign, and I really appreciate that because those families, you know, sometimes they just need somebody to show them a little support. So I appreciate that, and this was, you know, a wonderful opportunity for you to invite me on your show and let me express myself. And, you know, it's lonely when you think of how you talk to as a dog every day. So thank you so much.
Girl, you're very solid because you are beautiful. I would like, you said something before we go. I am going to be doing later in the year, a segment on GoFundMe because I have mixed feelings about it. So I want to get positive and I want to hear on both sides of it.
Okay.
So because it's just interesting. So I'd like you guys both to come on because I know you guys have people who use it or you guys have used it to help support other people. So I want you guys to do that. So, Gina, who do you want to give shout-outs to?
To all my family and friends that actually tuned in. I want to especially shout-out my cousin for not calling in and embarrassing me like I thought he would. I want to give a shout-out to the people at my pawn shop. I will be there next Friday because I know y'all listening. I don't know. I just want to give a shout-out to all the big girls. Like, do it. If you're going to do it big. Be happy with you. Walk around your house naked. Know thine self. You know what I mean?
Like, amen on that. Amen on that. And I, all right. And you know what? With that, I'm going to say, you know what? Accept who you are. You know what? When you're my age of 51, you just accept. You know what? I'm a big girl. I'm happy with it. I don't need a man. I can buy 5 men if I wanted to, okay? So I'm just cool with me. If you want to date me, great. If you don't, then I'm cool with that. But I love me. And this is for everybody, man, woman, child, and teenager, young adult. Until you start loving yourself, you can't expect other people to love you. Except where you are. If you don't like it, then change it. But if you want to stay in that place, then be happy in it. Because you know what? You're the only one that can live in your body, and you're the only one who can make those changes. So if you need to change, change. If not, then just keep smiling, keep being happy, and keep blessing us with your presence. This is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva. We're signing off. Tune in tomorrow where we're going to have Val V. I'm looking at Val V, and he is in some underwear on Facebook. I'm going to need to talk about that. I'm just embarrassed for him. All right. And then we're going to be talking about when pranks have went too far or when jokes went too far or when people say, I'm just joking, and when it can hurt. I thank you guys for listening. And I want you guys to know I love you each, every one of you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Jel Judah. Thank you, Angie. Thank you for coming on. Thank you to Kush Comedy Cafe for providing us with excellent comedians. My hat's off to and my love to my network person, Volante Grant, who is just amazing, who supports me in everything. You guys can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on the Urban Release magazine. And get ready for me to be really hot writer on Blog Novers. Come be turning it up. I'm going to be writing an article this week on my sister and how that we need to give her the credit for being breaking records in history and doing what Althea Gibson, pre-tennis player in the early 50s and 60s, wanted to see happen. And we want to talk about that. You guys are loved. See you in the morning, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a good evening, everybody. Good night.
All right. Love you.
Love you. All right. Well, we're going to end the show. That was Jal Judah. She is wonderful, talking about her book, talking about the different body shapes. We had Angie, the comedian from Kush Comedy Cafe. That young lady is off the hook. You guys got to follow her. She is awesome. We love you guys. Thank you. Be blessed. And we're going to end with Lady Princess, Turn It Up for Jesus. This is my favorite song.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Good night. I'm just going to let it there because nothing else needs to be said. God is good. Have a great night, everybody. See you in the morning, 7:30.